This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter X at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Got Ryan Botcher, Moist Mike, rocking and rolling with me all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time. Chris Brockman of the Rich Eisen Show, mega Boston Celtics fan. He's going to stop by 40 minutes from now. The host of Lakers Nation, Trevor Lane, will join us in the second hour of the show. And to kick off the final hour of the extravaganza for today, ESPN college basketball analyst and dear friend of the show in Seth Greenberg. I got a lot of good sleep last night. I woke up late today. I rolled over at about 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. And when I looked at my phone, I saw 10 different people texting me. And I'm like, uh-oh, what the heck happened overnight? And what happened actually was, about an hour before I elected to wake up, Adrian Wojnarowski had a Woj bomb. So let me recall earlier in the week where Shams Charania, in the next chapter of Woj versus Shams, Shams said that the Lakers are zeroing in on J.J. Redick to be their next head coach. And if you listen to this show, you know I am not a fan of J.J. Redick, and I would instantly be rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers to go 0-82 if J.J. Redick became their next head coach, because I think he's arrogant, I think he's smug, and quite frankly, I think he's very condescending, and I'm not a fan of J.J. Redick. And it would just be to basically genuflect to LeBron James. So you keep LeBron James there, you probably draft Bronny, and then boom, you have J.J. Redick coaching the team and just being the facade there in L.A. as LeBron's really the coach. But that thought is now, I don't want to say evaporating because it still may happen, but that thought is placed on hold because Adrian Wojnarowski's information, who, let me remind you, very close to the Hurley family, to from Bob Hurley Sr. to Bobby Hurley and Dan Hurley. Very, very close confidant of the Hurley family is Adrian Wojnarowski. And Adrian Wojnarowski's report today is earth-shattering information and can not only rock college basketball, but it could rock the NBA. And that is, of course, as you know, the Lakers are targeting Danny Hurley as their next head coach. Now, let me be clear. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. And as I sit here today and you ask me, Zach, gun to your head, is Danny Hurley going to be the next head coach of the Lakers? I'm very uncomfortable in answering that question, if a gun's to my head, by the way, because it very well could happen. But in this case, I still think Danny Hurley's going to be back at UConn. But why would he take the Lakers' job? Do I really need to explain it? A, it's the Lakers. And also, the money is going to be absurd. Think about it. If Monty Williams, who made the NBA Finals with the Suns, if he makes $13 million a year on a six-year contract, that's what Danny Hurley is going to be making. So they're basically going to be doubling, or even a little bit more than doubling, his current salary per year at UConn. So I'm thinking this deal, if it does go down, and we don't know if it will, Danny Hurley had a practice today, according to John Fanta. He told his team, yes, he's talking to the Lakers, but it's business as usual right now, and everything's operating as normal. But I would think if this deal does go down, if I just had to guesstimate, it would be a six-year deal worth $80 million in that line. Now, Botcher, you look at me like I'm crazy. You don't think it's going to be that much?
Is it more than that?
You think more than that?
Yeah.
That's a pretty lucrative contract. $80 million over 6 years is $13.3 million a season. No, I just used my calculator to figure that out. And that's about what Monty Williams got.
He's better than Monty Williams.
I would agree, but you're going from college to the NBA. Yeah, he's not going to get pop money. But that would make him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. But here's my message to Danny Hurley. And this is where I really want to start the show. Don't take the Los Angeles Lakers job. Yes, you'll be making a lot more money with the Los Angeles Lakers than you would be with the UConn Huskies. Yes, there's no doubt about it. In the year of 2024, it is easier to be a pro coach than it is to be a college coach. But the reason why I don't think you should take this job, even though he does have NBA aspirations, is I don't think you're a good fit. You got to know yourself. And when you look at Danny Hurley and why so many of us love him, it's because of his passion. It's because of his intensity. He's a demanding coach, and he's also a quirky dude. And usually those types of coaches don't last long in the NBA with this era of NBA players. This is an era of NBA players that they like to get coddled, and they don't like to have a coach that is a drill sergeant, and that is very demanding. Look how rare it is to have a Tom Thibodeau in the NBA, and he's voted as the least likable coach in the league by the players. It's not because Tom Thibodeau isn't a good coach. It's because Tom Thibodeau is demanding, and it's a grind to play for him, and it's a grind to play for Danny Hurley. And I just don't think Danny Hurley in LA is going to be a fit from a personality and coaching standpoint. So if I'm him, I would stay at UConn. But as I know, money talks. The Lakers are an enormous brand. And right, this is a creme de la creme job in the sport. And a lot of us, if we got told, hey, you could get a job where you're going to be paid double, maybe more than that, and it's an easier job, most of the times, 9.9 times out of 10, you would take that job with that understanding. But this should be the 1/10 of a time that you don't take it. Because we have seen before, college coaches in football and in basketball go to the pros. And usually more times than not, it doesn't work rather than it working. I think the world of Danny Hurley. I love Danny Hurley as a coach. I was on the Danny Hurley train early on when he was at Rhode Island. And I got to see at Temple University when Temple played Rhode Island, Bobby Hurley was actually on his staff. Danny and Bobby Hurley both screamed like maniacs. It was so fun to watch. It was awesome. And I thought to myself, maybe one day Danny Hurley was going to be coaching St. John's. And St. John's has hired a bunch of coaches. Years ago, I was saying Danny Hurley needs to be the next head coach of St. John's. And he eventually got the UConn job, and he has brought UConn back. He has made UConn back to their dynastic blue blood ways. That's what Danny Hurley has done. And he is a back-to-back champion with a chance for an actual three-peat this year. He has UConn humming. They are phenomenal. They are awesome. They are sensational. And it would be a shame if he did elect to leave, but I can't understand why. Because it would be more than double the money, and it's an easier job. But I just don't think he meshes in the pros. There's just certain coaches, when they go from college to the pros, you could say, okay, I could see it. Other coaches where you just go, I can't see it. And when it comes to Danny Hurley, because of what made him great and how demanding he is and how much of a maniac he is on the sideline, I just don't see that style working. Like, can you imagine him chewing out LeBron James as LeBron gets, what, he just finished making a putt on the 17th hole of his career, and now he's teeing off on the 18th hole? Anthony Davis, he would be running to the ground. I don't think his body would hold up with Danny Hurley as the coach. It's just a difference in the type of era that we're in right now and the way that this sport is. The NBA now is a sport where the star players are coddled, and we always talk about resting and load management and all that nonsense. And what made Danny Hurley great and what turned UConn around is because of how much he asks out of these players. So I just don't think it's the proper fit. I don't, and it's not just, oh, because he's going to Lakers. You know, this would be for probably every job in the NBA. Now, the NBA is always going to be there. I don't know if the Lakers will always be there for him. And it's going to be a tough decision. And I think this is a legitimate decision that Dan Hurley has to make. And could he be maybe using the Lakers to get more money on his contract? I guess. Does he need to do that, though? He could have got the Kentucky job if he wanted it. He could have. He elected to stay at UConn. And I know they extended him after or changed up his contract after his first championship. How haven't they done that, though, yet? How haven't they already figured out a new deal with Danny Hurley to reflect the type of coach he is in college basketball? That doesn't make sense to me. That's a nonsensical approach that the UConn Huskies are operating in right now. So I guess they're just hoping that he's not going to leave, and maybe this will change something and make them come to the table, because he said no to Kentucky. But are you going to say no to the Lakers when they're going to come calling to you with a bare minimum offer, I would think, of $80 million over 6 years? And then guess what? If you don't work out in the NBA, you have like a good season, a second good season, and the players end up hating your guts, you can always go back to college. And you could walk back to college and people would be begging for your services. Look, Brad Stevens has been away from college for a decade. People still bring up his name. You take a look at, in Chicago with Billy Donovan. He was at the Thunder, then the Bulls. He's been gone for a long time. His name still always gets thrown into the mix. So college will always be there. The pros will also always be there for Danny Hurley. But this is the Lakers. And this is what makes it a difficult decision. But we saw Danny Hurley's father stay at St. Anthony's for all those years. He could have got a pro job. He could have got a college job. Bob Hurley Sr. knew what he was born to do, and that was to coach in high school. I think Danny Hurley is the perfect definition of what a college coach is. I'm not saying that he wouldn't be willing to alter, he wouldn't be willing to adjust, and there's no way he couldn't have success in the NBA. I just don't think it's a fit with the Lakers, and I don't think it's a fit in the NBA right now. And he's even talked about it before. He's got to mature a little bit more, and he's got to mellow out a little bit more to go coach in the NBA. And I think it'd be too soon. I really would. And this would be an enormous contract that I think in 3 years or less, we'd be looking at Danny Hurley, and he's probably trying to get back into the college game. Danny Hurley is a college coach. He should stay in college, and I hope he does. And my gut tells me he will, but I can't say that with 100% certainty. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Do you think Danny Hurley should take the Lakers' job? What say you? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Also, we have a poll question up there. It's a question that I just asked. You can find it on Twitter, at Zach Gelb or INF Sportsnet. Should Dan Hurley leave UConn and take the Lakers' job? Right now, 59.9% early returns say no. 40.1% say yes. Take a timeout. When we come on back, if Danny Hurley does leave the UConn Huskies, I have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five names that could replace him in Storrs, Connecticut. Coming on back.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, it is the Infinity Sports Network, and it is the Zach Gelb Show. The big story of the day. It's not that the NBA Finals tip off tonight, which is crazy. After how long of a layoff we've had waiting for the NBA Finals, I thought for sure the opening segment of the show yesterday when I signed off at 6 p.m. Eastern time for tomorrow, which is today, Thursday, I would have thought for sure it was going to be game one of the NBA Finals. But then Woj had a Woj bomb that the Lakers are targeting Danny Hurley as their next head coach. Now, we'll see if Danny's going to take the job. If he does, I have five names for you that could replace Danny Hurley at UConn. But I really love this story, even though I don't want to see Danny Hurley leave and depart the UConn Huskies, and I hope he does stay. But the reason why I love this is because I can't stand J.J. Redick. And this feels like it's J.J. Redick if Danny Hurley does get the job, just getting left at the altar. And I can't wait to see tonight how they cover this on ESPN. Because everyone was thinking yesterday that J.J. was going to be the coach of the Lakers. Now there's a report about Danny Hurley. Samter, I don't know if they'll bring it up. Mike Breen can do whatever he wants at ESPN. He is a legend. He is a sensational broadcaster. He is the voice of the NBA in the NBA Finals. And I love Mike Breen. But don't you have to bring this up in some capacity to J.J. Redick? Like, even if you just make a joke about it. But I don't know how you do this broadcast tonight. And I get it. The main course, the filet mignon at the wedding tonight, is the NBA Finals with the Celtics hosting the Dallas Mavericks. But I don't get how you don't bring this up tonight. I think it's on Mike Breen tonight. And Mike Breen's very witty, going back to when he was an update anchor on the Imus in the Morning extravaganza. Mike Breen, I know him. He's a hilarious dude. Whether it's just directly bringing it up to J.J. Redick or making some vague joke, you need to bring this up, Samter. It would be broadcasting malpractice if my friend, the great Mike Breen, does not bring this up in some capacity to J.J. Redick tonight.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's tough because you got an ESPN guy in Woj reporting it, but you've got an ESPN guy in J.J. who's involved in it.
An ESPN guy loosely. Hey, okay, he just got, and I know he's been there for the last few years, but he was planning on leaving you anyway. So who gives a rat's ass about him right now?
What I mean is he's actually on the ESPN broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, J.J. would have to be, like, they would have to talk about it ahead of time. He would have to be okay with it.
And I don't think J.J. Redick does a very good job of taking jokes. I'm just going to go on a limb on that one. Very serious.
I will just say this. I would be surprised if they make any mention of it whatsoever with J.J. there. Like, maybe during one of the, like, segments they might mention, here's the report. But at the end of the day,
it's the biggest story in basketball today. This Danny Hurley thing is the biggest story in basketball.
If he gets
today.
Hired, for sure.
No,
but
even today, just a report that we have sat here for over a week talking about the NBA Finals because of how long this layoff is. What else is there to say before the game that we haven't said already?
No. I'm not saying for our purposes. I'm saying for ESPN.
Even for them.
For ESPN, as they're previewing the Finals, they might make mention of it, but I don't think they make mention of it with JJ there.
You're probably right. That's a shame, though. It's a real shame. And you know what? Maybe this is an unhealthy hatred that I have of JJ Redick, but I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, that photo where the guy is looking at the sexy girl walking past him while holding the hand of his girlfriend. So that's like a big meme on the internet. Right away, after I got my coffee and my brain started working this morning, after processing this news, I said, oh, I got to create a Photoshop with Rob Pelinka being the guy holding the hand of JJ Redick as Dan Hurley is walking by. And I put that on my social media. And you know what I really did enjoy, Samter? Searching sad-looking JJ Redick photos. And this is not an anti-Duke. I'm not an anti-Duke guy. Growing up as a kid, I actually liked JJ Redick. When he was on the college basketball game cover, I was a fan of JJ Redick. But the last 2-3 years in his media career and just how condescending and obnoxious he is and how he just never smiles, and he went on that Boston radio station, 98.5, the Sports Hub, and was asked legitimate basketball questions, and he was just being a jerk. I enjoy people like that potentially getting stood up. I do. I enjoy it. Even though I don't want to see Danny Hurley take the job, and my preference is for Danny Hurley to stay with the Huskies, I can't lie. I'm not going to be devastated if he goes to the Lakers because JJ thought this job was handed to him on the silver spoon coming from the king, LeBron James. And imagine them going back to do that dopey podcast now. Imagine LeBron James and JJ doing the podcast. Hey, JJ, I tried. I did everything in my power. And then Danny Hurley swoops in and says, hey, you want to be my assistant? You want to work under me? Oh, that would be wonderful.
It does sort of feel like the Udonis Haslem Iverson thing. It's like, hey, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
But it is Iverson. Like, it is Danny Hurley, who's a two-time defending national champion in college basketball, and he clearly can lead a team.
J.J. Redick is not qualified to be the Lakers coach. It doesn't mean that he can't get the job, right? We've seen guys go from playing or from the broadcast booth right to getting a job. But if you base it off qualifications, like Sam Cassell should get the job before J.J. Redick. Even James Borrego should get the job before J.J. Redick. Now, sometimes you get your first head coaching job with no previous experience and it works. But I don't think J.J. Redick is qualified enough to get the job, and I think he should have to be an assistant before getting the head coaching job. But to J.J.'s credit, and I'll say something nice about J.J., he's put himself in a spot where he's been obviously attractive enough to more than just one organization to be in the running for a head coaching job. But based off purely qualifications, I don't think he's qualified.
One thing I'll say, though, is I think there's a difference between qualifications and experience, right? He doesn't have the experience, that's for damn sure. But to be qualified for something, you just have to be a good basketball mind who understands how to draw plays and run a team and be able to communicate with people to be a head coach.
Biggest part.
Tell me.
It's this era of the NBA. You have to be a player's coach, and you have to, like, J.J. Redick, does he ever rip an NBA player? He did go after Doc Rivers, a coach, but has he ever ripped an NBA player? And I think J.J. Redick is actually more conducive to the NBA in the year of 2024 as a coach, what players are looking for, than what Danny Hurley would be. Now, Danny Hurley is by far and away the better coach. Danny Hurley runs circles around J.J. Redick. But because Danny Hurley is demanding and because Danny Hurley wants the most out of his players and in a nice way, he's a maniac, that doesn't fit this day and age of the NBA. And coaches like that in the NBA now don't last very long. Where J.J. would come from the player's view, where it's basically kiss everyone's ass. Oh, you missed the shot. Slap him on the ass. You'll get him next time. Don't worry. You want to take off 20 games in the regular season? Don't worry, I'll allow that. So in a weird way, Samter, JJ actually may be the better fit. Even I will say that as a JJ Redick hater. JJ may be a better fit for the Lakers than Danny Hurley, but it doesn't mean that JJ Redick is more qualified than Danny Hurley.
And at the end of the day, LeBron James was the coach of whatever team he's on anyway, so it doesn't really matter who the coach is as long as LeBron is there. So hire whoever and they'll be happy.
Okay, so if Danny Hurley does leave UConn to take the Lakers job, here are my five names that could replace Danny Hurley at UConn, in no order. Bruce Pearl, who is currently at Auburn. We know Bruce Pearl is a Northeast guy too, even though it's been a long time since he lived in the Northeast. But that is an energetic, passionate coach. He kind of feels similar to Danny Hurley in a lot of ways. And you know he's never leaving to go to the NBA. Here's another one. And I would hate for this to happen to Providence, because Providence lost Ed Cooley and they found the right replacement. I think Kim English, the coach of Providence, even after 1 year being there, I know he's at George Washington before, he will be a rock star in this sport. And it would be a sensational move by the UConn Huskies. How about a little more Big East on Big East crime? You know Rick Pitino will want a bigger job than the one that he has right now. And that's not saying anything negatively about St. John's. It's being realistic. Like, Rick Pitino would have crawled back to Kentucky if they would have been interested in him, but they weren't interested in him. So maybe they look to just kind of continue to capture this greatness of UConn for like three more years, and that's Pitino's final stop. And then here are the two names that I think are probably most realistic. Well, actually, one's realistic. The other one, I don't know where this guy's mind is at. But Scott Drew won a championship at Baylor. He saved that Baylor program. It's maybe the greatest rebuild we've ever seen in the history of college sports. He didn't take the Kentucky job when Kentucky was begging him. But the Kentucky job comes with more pressure than the UConn job. So if Scott Drew is looking for a big job, UConn is a blue blood. UConn is a big job, and it's not much as a pressure cooker as the Kentucky job is. So you got to make a phone call to Scott Drew and hear Scott Drew say no. But you know what I think would be, I don't know if it's the number one candidate, but if you ask me right now, Zach, you have to make one guess on who the next head coach is of UConn, assuming Danny Hurley leaves and take the Lakers job. It's actually Kamani Young, who right now is on that staff as an assistant. He has been at UConn since 2018. And I know people could say, well, Zach, you know, can't UConn get a bigger coach? Sure. But Kamani Young being there would be very important, because it would save all these guys from probably hitting the transfer portal. It would be very similar to what Michigan did, where Michigan lost Jim Harbaugh after winning a national championship, big name coach, and Sherrone Moore ended up taking over. So Kamani Young has not left UConn to become a head coach, which is surprising at this point. With all the success that he's had, he could be able to get, and I think he would end up getting the job. That would be my guess right now, if in fact Hurley does leave. So those are the five names that I thought of. Bruce Pearl, Kim English, Rick Pitino, Scott Drew, and Kamani Young. And I'll tell you, I saw, was it Rob Dowster, I think it is? And that's the site that Fanta works for, which I enjoyed those guys, a Field of 68. And Dowster, I think, is a UConn graduate, and he's been covering college basketball for years. I saw him throw out the name Ed Cooley. It is weird. I have never turned on a coach quicker than Ed Cooley. I used to love Ed Cooley, but the way Ed Cooley left Providence for Georgetown, I said this, I tweeted this out, I'd rather have Kim English right now than Ed Cooley. Even though Ed Cooley is a lot more accomplished, I have soured significantly on Ed Cooley, and I would not want to see him get the UConn job if, in fact, Danny Hurley does leave. Okay, we'll take a break. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Chris Brockman is on the Rich Eisen Show, and he's going to join us when we come on back in about 5 minutes. Chris is a big-time Boston Celtics fan. We'll get his view on not only Danny Hurley, but also, more importantly for Chris's sake, Game 1 of the NBA Finals, as Kyrie Irving returns to Boston tonight in a Dallas Mavericks uniform, as Boston and Dallas both 4 wins away from being NBA champions. So we will take that time out. We'll come on back with Chris. Update time first. Here is the Act Man, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight as the Boston Celtics welcome back a foe in Kyrie Irving, who is, of course, with the Dallas Mavericks along with Luka Doncic. However, game one of the NBA Finals has been hijacked today because of this Adrian Wojnarowski report that Danny Hurley is getting targeted by the Los Angeles Lakers to be their next head coach. We'll see if it ends up happening. The poll question today, at Zach Gelb, at INF Sportsnet, should Dan Hurley leave UConn and take the Lakers job? Currently, 61.7% say no, and 38.3% say yes. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson, available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. We should be joined momentarily by Chris Brockman, who is, of course, with the Rich Eisen Show. The first time I met Chris was actually in this studio when I was filling in on the Maggie and Perloff show. He's a friend, longtime friend of Andrew Perloff, and I guess he was up for an Emmy, and that's why he was in New York City, and Perloff brought him in, and we were talking a little bit about the Boston Celtics. He is a mega, 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 mega Celtic honk, and we know he's going to be rooting for the Celtics tonight, as that is his childhood team. So we'll see how the NBA Finals do play on out. To give my official prediction, I'm going to say that the Boston Celtics are going to win the NBA Finals, and the Boston Celtics are going to win the NBA Finals in six games. I don't want to say everyone, actually. It just seems like a lot of people are on the Dallas Mavericks in terms of the media world, and that's the way that it just feels like this is playing on out right now. And a big reason, and it's not really from an X's and O's standpoint in the series, but a big reason why I feel like you're going to see the Boston Celtics win this series, whoever's been the team in the NBA postseason, like I thought it was going to be the Denver Nuggets, well, then they lose. And then everyone thinks it's going to be the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then they lose. And then now a lot of people are on the Dallas Mavericks. So I just look at Boston. There's not been a reason to really praise them. And that's because their road has been rather easy to get to the NBA Finals. But now this is go time, and you got to see the Boston Celtics finally rise to the occasion with this core and this team being better than what it's been in years past. I know you have Tatum. I know you have Brown. And Al Horford's been there forever. But you take a glance at having Drew Holiday on this team and a championship player like that and the importance of a Drew Holiday, in addition to also having Kristaps Porzingis, and it looks like he's going to be back and we'll see how healthy he is. I just think this team is a better, more well-rounded team, even though Luka Doncic is the best player in the series and Luka and Kyrie are the better duo than Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. The Celtics, to me, are the more well-rounded team, and it feels like for a team that's just been so good all throughout the year that this is a squad that just isn't getting enough national credit and enough praise because they're one of those teams where we just expect and anticipate that until they end up getting a NBA championship, they're just not going to get their moment in the spotlight. So that's where I kind of lie with the Boston Celtics in this series. I think the Celtics are going to win this series, and I'm going to pick them to win this series in six games. I hope it does go seven. I do. I hope that this is a seven-game series. I would love to see it be a seven-game series, and it wouldn't shock me if the Dallas Mavericks end up winning this series because of how great Luka and Kyrie has been and Jason Kidd getting Kyrie to buy in and the moves they made at the deadline and what PJ Washington has done. It wouldn't shock me if the Mavs win. I just expect that the Boston Celtics are going to find a way to win this series. Alrighty, let's go out to a crazy Boston Celtic fan. And he works, obviously, on the Rich Eisen Show. That is Chris Brockman, kind enough to join us right now for a few minutes as we'll get the Celtic fan perspective on this one. Chris, great to see you. How you been, my man?
Zach, what's up, buddy? Thanks for having me. How's everything?
Everything's been great. So kind of take me through how you're feeling with the Celtics team, because this is a Celtics squad that all year they've been damn great, but they haven't got the national praise because we know this is championship or bust for Banner 18 for this squad.
You know, it's hilarious, and I heard you the last couple of minutes as I was getting checked in. You seem like you're the only reasonable member of the media that I've been hearing and reading for the last couple of, well, last week, I guess, while we waited forever for these finals to kick off. Has everyone just, like, only started watching basketball in the last 6 weeks? I'm so confused. This Celtics team has been historically great, historically dominant since the season started. I'm talking since late October. They've won 5 out of 6 games for the whole season. And now Dallas makes a couple of moves. Luka hits a cool step back and is cursing it. Rudy Gobert and a fan sitting courtside. And now everyone's like, oh my God, Mavericks in 6. What are we doing? I understand that I'm a homer. I am an irrational Boston fan, just what we need more in the media.
A masshole is what we like to call you guys.
Everyone calls a masshole. I totally get it. And I don't begrudge anyone for labeling us as such. But have they watched this team play? Clearly they have not.
But you know what they are, Chris? What they are. They're the Ravens and they're the Bills. No one's going to praise them for what they did in the regular season. No one's going to praise them for this easy-ass road that they've had in the postseason so far. It's go time for this group, and we're going to see if Tatum and Brown
totally
can get it done.
Time. It's totally go time, and everyone who was saying break up the Jays for the last couple of years, look, was it Bam Adebayo's block on Tatum in the bubble, blowing a 2-1 lead in the finals against the Warriors? Totally understand, totally valid. But now's the time. Look, everyone had to go through obstacles before they won a championship, okay? We saw it with every great superstar across the board, across the history of the league, and now is the Jays' time, and you're going to see it. I heard you say Celtics in 6. Celtics in 5.
Oh, come on. Have some cojones. You may as well just go Celtics sweep if you're going to go Celtics in
gentlemen,
5.
Gentlemen sweep. I'm a gentleman. I'm going to play golf here in a minute. That's a gentleman's game. Wait. I'm feeling gentlemanly today.
You're not a gentleman. You're friends with Andrew Perloff. You can't be a gentleman.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Look, I think it's going to be – look, I love Luka as a player. I've actually really enjoyed watching Kyrie, the basketball player, this year. There's been no off-the-court drama, no social media drama with him. It's been really kind of refreshing. Like that guy we saw with the Cavs who was so great, you know, dropping 40 in the finals, hitting the game-winning shot. It's been awesome to see him play. But are those two guys collectively better than the Celtics team top to bottom? Absolutely not. All we need is 15 to 20 minutes of Kristaps Porzingis. He's going to spread the floor. He's going to be disruptive around the rim. Let the Jays and Derek White and Drew and Pritchard off the bench and Big Al, let them do their thing. And I don't think this is going to be a close series. Look, that could come back to bite me. I'll be on a parade of gas bags on other shows, and that's totally fine. But the Celtics have been the best team all season long. They've been the best team in the playoffs, and they're going to be the best team in the finals.
To see the other side of it, Chris Brockman, if the Celtics were to lose this series, why is it? What concerns you the most as someone that's even very confident heading into this series?
Yeah, so just look at the two games that the Celtics lost in the playoffs, and there's your blueprint. It's a horrific night from shooting on the outside on behalf of the Celtics, and it's the opponents, it's the Dallas Mavericks having a historically great shooting night. It's P.J. Washington hitting 6 of 8 from downtown and suddenly scoring 28 points. It's Derek Lively, it's Derek Jones, it's Kleba having a sensational, just being those X factors that they have to be for Dallas to win. It's not Dallas. It's not Luka going nuclear. It's not Kyrie going for, 35 a night. I kind of expect that, actually. Like, you think about it, Dallas has to score, 120 points to beat the Celtics in every game? The Celtics' offense is great. Their point differential is great. Their defense is great. We know how great Dallas's defense has been in the postseason, but they need everybody else to really elevate their games to levels that have never been seen from them. And they need Boston to shoot 8 from 38 from three and to just really have – you really think Boston's going to have 4 bad nights from three-point land in this series? Seems unlikely to me.
Chris Brockman, we know the fans can't stand Kyrie. They have every reason to despise him in Boston. How is that storyline, you think, going to play out early on in this series? Kyrie kind of downplayed it the other day. Yep. I don't know if it will get to him like it has in years past. What are your thoughts on that storyline being the Bostonian?
I kind of feel like I don't love this storyline. I know it's something nationally people want to talk about, but look, it's not like the Celtics team, these guys love him. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they love Kyrie. They look at him as an older brother. But we've played Kyrie in the playoffs before, swept Brooklyn a couple of years ago. So this is kind of a non-story for me, but I know the national media loves it because they're not kind of following day to day. Look, our fans going to boo the ever-loving S out of him when he touches the ball probably for all of game one tonight? Yeah, I would imagine so. But then hopefully after that, we can just kind of move on. I loved what Kyrie said earlier this week. He really squashed it. And you can kind of see how he's matured. He's moved on. He's in a better place in his life. And whereas in the past, he's kind of fanned the flames a little bit and kind of kept this going. That led to the bottle throwing incident a couple of years ago and some of the things that has been said. And I really kind of credit him for downplaying all of this. Hopefully the fans and the rest of the media kind of take that and take his guidance there and kind of do the same. I expect it to be a little bit of a big deal, maybe tonight, but after that, not so much.
Last thing I'll ask you, Chris Brockman, because we thought we were going to be talking all about the NBA Finals today on this show, and then the Danny Hurley story drops, and it's the biggest story.
Oh, my gosh, can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the biggest story in basketball, as you got an NBA Finals game going to tip off tonight. But the interesting dynamic is ESPN has this game. We thought it was going to be J.J. Redick being the coach. Now, it won't definitely be Hurley because he could say no and go back to UConn. You've been in the sports media world for a long time. Does Mike Breen bring it up in the broadcast tonight to J.J. Redick and Doris Burke?
Very interesting question. Initially, I would have said, how can you not? But that's really not part of the storylines tonight. Even though, look, I don't know. Sham said, 2 days ago that they were focused on JJ.
Yeah.
And then Woj comes out and says, no, they're just doing due diligence. And now JJ Redick is a due diligence interview, even though he's got a podcast with LeBron. Does he mention it tonight? What can I get for odds on that? Is that a plus number that he does?
I would think it's a plus number. I think they're going to try to avoid this story, but I think it'd be broadcasting malpractice if they don't mention it.
Maybe, yeah, I kind of agree with you there. Maybe they make a joke. Maybe Doris makes a joke about it. That would be kind of the way to go. I think you kind of ha-ha laugh. Let me throw one back your way. We had a caller on the show call in and ask me this. Say the Celtics don't win the title.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Hurley, should he wait to see if the Celtics fire Joe Mazzulla?
Well, that's a good question.
And maybe become the Boston coach?
I think there's a 0% chance that Joe Mazzulla isn't coaching the Celtics next year.
That's what I said. And the thing is, I don't like the Lakers, but they're not where the Celtics are right now. They're not ready to win a championship. They're kind of
I'd rather the Celtics job.
And retool.
I'd rather the Celtics job. You don't have to move that far, too.
Much, much better job. Don't have to move, and we're ready to win a title right now.
He is Chris Brockman. Of course, you can catch him on the Rich Eisen show. Chris, hit him straight, all right, my friend?
Thanks, Zach. Love you guys. Go Seas.
There you go. Chris Brockman joining us whenever you need a Boston perspective. He's going Celtics in 5. That is some prediction. I give him credit for it. It does fit kind of the stereotypical way that you would assume that the Boston fan would kind of operate. But I respect that. I'm going six. Season six. What I hope happens, it goes to game seven, and the game's just tied with about 90 seconds left. Take a timeout. When we come on back, we got to get back into this Danny Hurley story and the LeBron factor of it, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.